Thank you for joining us today, and welcome to Talk About with Rez and Andy, live every Monday at 3 p.m. I'm your host, Linda Rez, and I'm here with my co-host and great friend, Janie Andy Anderson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Talk About with Rez and Andy. Our special guest today is Jerry Numbers, and he is going to tell us all about Father's Day. Welcome, Janie. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, Linda. We took a little sabbatical, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And it's going to be that way because it's summertime and we have busy schedules and everybody else does too. But keep checking back. Our schedule is going to be not our every Monday at 3 p.m. like we usually do, but a little bit more, you know, all over the board.
And a roll with it.
That's right. But Father's Day is right around the corner. So this is a great interview.
This is a good interview. Yeah. I mean, who would have thought that the founder of Father's Day lived in Spokane?
Good old Spokane. Well, I know. Spokane. We've got lots of celebrities from Spokane.
Good old Spokane. We certainly do.
We do. A lot happens here. Well, let's go ahead and get Jerry with us right now. And he's going to tell us a little bit about the origins of Father's Day. I think a lot of people probably don't know where it came from. It's over 100 years old. It's pretty fascinating stuff.
It is.
Okay, we're here, Janie and I, with Jerry Numbers. Jerry is or was a teacher, counselor, a director at the YMCA, and he is very active in community revitalization. He also purchased the home of the founder of Father's Day, Sonora Smart Dodd's house, which is called the Dodd House, and with his wife, restored it. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Linda and Janie.
So, Jerry, tell us about the history of Father's Day. A lot of people aren't familiar with it, and you know all about it. You're the one to come to, I hear, to know the history behind Father's Day and Sonora Smart Dodd's place in our history books.
Sonora Smart Dodd, born in 1882 in Jenny Lynn, Arkansas. She was one of seven children that were born to her mother and father. Family migrated to this area in 1889 and built their house in Wilbur Creston area. Sonora's mother died when she was 16 years old and left her father with Sonora, five younger brothers, and then other children. Her father actually raised 17 children. He, his first wife died after he had five children. Then his second wife had three children that they raised. And so all told, he was father to 17 children. When her mother died, Sonora became kind of the helper with her father in the house, and they lived in the Creston area with the five younger brothers. The youngest was seven, and so she saw her father really take command and be the leader to raise his children. He was a former Civil War veteran, She just thought he did an admirable job of raising the boys, five younger brothers. In 1909, Sonora was sitting in a church service in the Central Methodist Church in Spokane, and it was at the very first Mother's Day service that was being held. And after the service, she said to the minister, "When is Father's Day?" And the minister said, "We don't celebrate Father's Day. There isn't a Father's Day." And she was so upset at that she began the job of working with the Spokane Ministerial Association and the YMCA. Now, she was a 26-year-old married woman. She was pregnant with her first child at that time. And she spent the next year working with the ministers and the YMCA to start the very first Father's Day in Spokane, July 19, 1910. her son at that time was about 3 months old, and it was for her father that she felt so grateful for what he had done, that fathers should also be commemorated, and there should be a day for them. So from that point on, she began her quest of working with city legislators, state legislators, and presidents to build the repertoire for Father's Day to be celebrated all over. And it took a long time. To skip forward, Father's Day was not made a perpetual national holiday until 1972, when Richard Nixon actually made it a perpetual holiday. However, it had been celebrated every year, and every year presidents would do a new proclamation for Father's Day. And so that was kind of the beginning when she founded the first one. And the first one was held at the what is now the Knox Presbyterian Church. At that time, it was the old Centenary Presbyterian Church, where the first Father's Day service was held.
Was there a Mother's Day prior to, of course, Father's Day coming in to the picture? Was there a National Mother's Day at this time?
Yes. Well, the first Mother's Day was celebrated in 1909. And as I said, that was the service that she was at when is Father's Day, that we need a Father's Day. So Mother's Day started 1 year ahead of Father's Day. It didn't start in Spokane. It started in a southern state, and I don't have that on the tip of my tongue. But that was the thing that got her going and thinking that Father's Day was so important. And so she began working on spreading the word and meeting with the businesses in Spokane. In 1914, the Spokane Advertising Club made her a lifelong member. 1916, Senator Clarence Dill and President Woodrow Wilson officially opened a Father's Day service from the office in Washington, D.C., and it was a very large service at the Spokane County Fairgrounds, where they had thousands of people in attendance. 1924, Calvin Coolidge recognizes Father's Day. So that was kind of the sequence. She worked with presidents all along her historic time, and she had a thing where on Father's Day she and her women's group that were part of her organization for Father's Day would travel around Spokane and pass out roses, red roses if your father was living, white roses if your father had passed away. And they did that on Father's Day each year. They would do that. Started doing it in horse and buggy in the first couple of years.
Not surprising.
1932, she was part of a celebration dedicating a monument on Father's Day on Mount Spokane. It was done by the Women's Federated Group, of which she was a member. The monument was that 10-foot-tall rock spire with a golden ball on top. It was called the Sun Ball, and it was chosen to exemplify the qualities of fatherhood and symbolize children of the sun. Children of the Sun is a translation of the word Spokane, and Sonora, during her years, wrote a series of children's books we've never found called The Children of the Sun. She was a poet. She was one of the founders and members of the Spokane Lilac Poets Association. She was a founding member of the Spokane Women's Club. In fact, we have a list. She was a member of every civic organization in Spokane during those early years. It was just a part of every
incredible woman. Incredible woman.
1937, she partnered with the brothers Howard and his brother, I can't remember his name, Ball, to form Ball and Dodd Funeral Home. She was vice president and vice president and mortician there until she died in 1978. 1939, she received a Friend Indeed Medal from the Columbia Broadcasting Company in appreciation for Father's Day. 1940, she was honored at the World's Fair in New York for a founder of Father's Day. And again in 1974 in Spokane at the World's Fair, she was honored. So, pardon me?
She originally wanted the day, the actual Father's Day, to be her dad's birthday, June 5th. But it's That's not. Right. It's the third Sunday of the month. How did that all take place? Why did we have it at the date we do?
She wanted it, well, because that very first year, they did not get everything organized in time to have it on the 5th with the YMCA and with the Ministerial Association. And so they decided that they would do it on the 19th, which would be the third Sunday. And from that point on, it established as the third Sunday in June. It celebrated the third Sunday in June in countries all over the world. I know the last time we checked, over 85 countries celebrated Father's Day. Not all of them on the same date, but the highest percentage of them were on that same date.
Amazing.
Now, Jerry, talking about the Dodd House in itself, that was built in 1913, and at that time it was a single family residence.
That's correct. She and her husband actually bought the lot in 1909 before any of this started. I don't know if it was before or after Mother's Day, but it was in 1909 when they bought the lot. And then by the time they had it developed, the water and sewer and electricity and everything, they didn't get to building the house until 1913. So during that time, they lived in a little apartment over on the north side. And so they built in 1913, and then between the years 1913 and 1920, they completed all the rock walls and the little garage, which is also built of, they're all basalt rock. And so all of the rock walls in the house and everything are what has been placed on the Spokane Historic Register and State Register. And when we went for the national listing for the house, the state proposed and submitted this house to the national to be a national landmark. And from our understanding from the historic people, this is the only home in Spokane that is listed as a national landmark rather than just a national listing of historic places because of her significance in what she did.
Now, Jerry, I do have to ask you, you purchased this in 1972. A long time ago. Did you know the historical significance of this house when you purchased it?
Let me say this. I knew it was the Dodd House.
Uh-huh.
I knew Mrs. Dodd had founded Father's Day. And that was it. Historical significance of homes in 1972 in Spokane there was no historic movement of things like that. So okay. I knew that was the case. Unfortunately, Bev and I never took the opportunity to meet Mrs. Dodd. We could have. She still lived close by in the neighborhood. At that time she had moved, but we had friends that knew her. But we only knew that. Joe Alice, the owner of Liberty Park Florist, he'd come by and I talked to him, and he'd tell me that he was her paper boy when she was living here, and he was a young boy delivering papers.
So much history.
Another family from Northside, big Catholic family. A couple of years ago, the man came by and wanted to see the house. And his father had been a coal delivery driver, and he delivered coal for Mrs. Dodd and spoke so highly of Mrs. Dodd to his family. And so, you know, we've had people that have given us information like that, but It wasn't until about the mid-90s that began to realize the significance of the home. We kept it as a duplex. We bought it as an investment property, and so we kept it as a duplex. And I actually didn't vacate the last upstairs tenant until about 2005, even though I began working on the main floor before that time. But working with the City of Spokane Historic Preservation Office, there was a period of about 3 or 4 years where they nagged me all the time because this house needed to be restored and put on the National Register and all of this. And so it took a few years to let that soak in and realize that this was happening. And so when we saw that the 100th celebration of Father's Day was going to be coming, that's when we got serious and said, okay, we've got to vacate it, we've got to restore it, and we've got to try and find relatives. And it took us 2 years to find Mrs. Dodd's granddaughter. She had one son, he had one daughter, and her granddaughter was working in Vienna, Austria as a college. And had been there for 20 years. And so Father's Day had kind of lost its zing in Spokane, even though every year the newspaper put a little article in to remind people, but there hadn't been any celebration. And so that's when we decided there needed to be a big celebration for the 100th anniversary, and finally located the daughter, her granddaughter, and she had one daughter in California, located her, and then we began finding other relatives on the Dodd side of the family. On her husband, John Bruce Dodd, came from a very large family, and we found Dodd people all over, and they found other Dodd people. So for the celebration, mm-hmm. there were about 35 members of third, fourth generation Dodd and Smart people that came and were here, and we had history lessons with them on Father's Day and on Mrs. Dodd. Her granddaughter did not know any of the relatives, had never met any of the relatives, didn't know she had any. She met cousins, and when this took place, she was 76 years old.
What a celebration.
74, excuse me, I think it was.
Wow.
That is just amazing.
In fact, she said, we have no relatives. My daughter and I, Betsy, have no relatives in the family. The day she arrived, I introduced her to her cousins, and we had a great time. So
you totally brought this family together.
So that was the beginning of our quest to do the restoration, and we didn't get everything done. We're still working on it. I'm still working on the house. Quite often, we still have some things on the second floor apartment that we have not gone through and redone because we've concentrated on the exterior and the main floor, and everything is very original in the house. So, it's pretty much the way it was when it was built in 1913.
Do you ever give tours of it?
Yes, we do. The first year during the celebration, we had over 800 people that toured through the house that week, and we thought, I don't know if we can live through too many years like this.
Oh.
But we actually have been open on Father's Day every year since then, so this will be the fifth year after this 105th celebration. So we're open on Father's Day. That's coming Sunday, June 21, from 11 to 3, open house. And we get calls from some of the tour groups in Spokane. They'll call and say, we got a group coming to Spokane, and can we come by and
tour
of Father's Day and that. So.
Okay.
It's a great
story, Jerry.
Well,
Jerry, looking for you on Father's Day. They can find you at Father's Day Spokane on Facebook, and that sounds like that's the best place to reach you. The house is at 603 South Arthur. If you want to just use Google, if you want to use geocache, I don't know those numbers, but I guess if you're a geocacher, you can figure those out. Jerry, thank you very much
Jerry,
for coming on today.
Thank you.
And happy Father's Day to you, too.
Well, thank you. And if you're out and about, stop by on Father's Day.
I'm going to come through, Jerry, on Sunday.
I'm looking
forward. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jerry.
Bye now.
Okay, so that was Jerry Numbers. He is now the owner of the original home of Father's Day. And that was Sonora Smart Dodd's house. Very interesting lady, very accomplished woman. So, Janie, do you have any plans? I'm going down to my father's house. Actually, my sister's house, who lives across the street. And we're going to have a father's... I mean, everybody does something, really, on Father's Day anymore.
Well, I actually have... Most of my kids are in Seattle this weekend. Oh. So I only have my daughter and her husband. So it'll be a little more quiet, but we'll barbecue. And I'm definitely going through this house on Sunday.
And you have some kids. And take pictures and send them to me. I'll be in Lewiston. But you have some kids who are first time fathers this year.
Right.
So, do you have two sons who had children?
I have two sons and one daughter. And so, the one son is just a new daddy as of the last couple months. So it's a big Father's Day for them. Yeah.
Takes on more meaning when they become a father themselves.
It does.
So a lot of celebrating Father's Day in your family. Same with mine. You've got a lot of Father's Day celebrations. So happy Father's Day to everybody else, too. This is everybody thinks about mothers all the time. But I think fathers really appreciate their special days. Sometimes because they don't have as much interaction with the kids as moms do. And so that one day that you tell your dad that you love him and, give him a big hug and maybe a gift or a barbecue or something. I think it means a lot.
Yeah, we certainly thank all the fathers out there.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. And tune in again for Rez and Andy Talk About. Have a great weekend on Father's Day. See you here next time.
Happy Father's Day.
Thanks for joining us today on Talk About with Rez and Andy, live every Monday at 3 p.m. Please join us next week for another great show. And please call in and share your thoughts and opinions. Also, look for us and like us on Facebook and Twitter, and follow our show page on BTR.